Exam Corner, TSA Listening. Susan is talking to her brother, Brian, about a special creature called Bigfoot. Listen to the conversation and also use the background facts to fill in the information sheet. The conversation will be played twice. Do as much as you can the first time and complete all answers the second time. You have 1 minute to read the background facts and the questions on the information sheet. The conversation will begin now.
Hey, did you see this article on the trail of Bigfoot?
Yes, I read it yesterday. It's very interesting, isn't it? But I suppose you think it's silly.
No, actually, I really enjoyed reading the article.
You mean you actually believe in Bigfoot?
No, of course not. Obviously, there's no Bigfoot. The whole idea is ridiculous.
See, I knew you would say that. How can you be so sure? It could be an animal, right? Maybe an ape or something.
That's ridiculous. If there were apes in California, then there would have to be a lot of them to keep the population alive. Somebody would have seen one by now.
Yes, but it could be the last one.
Please. If there had been some creatures running around, then people would be finding lots of bones and teeth. It's just like UFOs, the Loch Ness Monster, and the Yeti. Bigfoot's existence can never be disproved because they don't really exist.
Well, how do you explain the footprints people find?
Easy. They're the footprints people make. You know, some guys did it again just last year, and they got $500,000 from the news companies.
Fine, maybe you're right. But all I can say is your life must be so boring. Bigfoot is exciting, and I still believe he exists.
Of course Bigfoot is exciting. He shows us that even in this day and age, people are afraid of nature. Even though we live in giant cities and rarely even go to a park, we need a symbol of nature in our lives. That's much more exciting than taking a picture of a bear in a cage.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hey, did you see this article on the trail of Bigfoot?
Yes, I read it yesterday. It's very interesting, isn't it? But I suppose you think it's silly.
No, actually, I really enjoyed reading the article.
You mean you actually believe in Bigfoot?
No, of course not. Obviously, there's no Bigfoot. The whole idea is ridiculous.
See, I knew you would say that. How can you be so sure? It could be an animal, right? Maybe an ape or something.
That's ridiculous. If there were apes in California, then there would have to be a lot of them to keep the population alive. Somebody would have seen one by now.
Yes, but it could be the last one.
Please. If there had been some creatures running around, then people would be finding lots of bones and teeth. It's just like UFOs, the Loch Ness Monster, and the Yeti. Bigfoot's existence can never be disproved because they don't really exist.
Well, how do you explain the footprints people find?
Easy. They're the footprints people make. You know, some guys did it again just last year, and they got $500,000 from the news companies.
Fine, maybe you're right. But all I can say is your life must be so boring. Bigfoot is exciting, and I still believe he exists.
Of course Bigfoot is exciting. He shows us that even in this day and age, people are afraid of nature. Even though we live in giant cities and rarely even go to a park, we need a symbol of nature in our lives. That's much more exciting than taking a picture of a bear in a cage.
You now have 1 minute to check your answers.
This is the end of Exam Corner TSA Listening.